Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning. I was sitting there doing the arm thing, my normal arm waving thing against the moon.
Which makes absolutely no sense to the listeners, but I know exactly what you're talking about, so I'm glad to hear it. Rob's got
some very special
dances he does when the sting is happening. How are you going there, Rob?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you, Tess?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Rob.
I do miss my coffee, hasn't it? The last time I had a cup of coffee was when you made one for me.
Do you know how good it's going to be when you can have one again, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's going to be like the most delicious thing you've ever had.
Drinking a cloud again. Right.
Rob, what was your cryptic message this morning that you texted me about something to do with defrosting, the great defrosting?
Stuff that's defrosted. This is a story that's sort of double-edged, really, because it's really bad what's happened for this other thing to happen. And it's a retreat of a Norwegian mountain ice patch.
Oh.
It's melted because of climate change.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it's revealed a lost Viking era mountain pass, which is scattered with spectacular and perfectly preserved artifacts that have been dropped by the side of the road.
Okay, that's kind of cool, though. That's a terrible thing that climate change is doing that, but kind of awesome that we can see this Viking artifact stuff.
Well, the pass is in Norway's mountainous central region, and it first came to the attention of local archaeologists in 2011 after a woolen tunic was discovered that was later dated to the 3rd or 4th century.
I'm really amazed that a woolen tunic could last that long.
Yeah.
Preserved in the ice.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? Well, the ice has retreated significantly since then, exposing a wealth of other artifacts, including knitted mittens. I was so worried I was going to muck that up. Leather shoes and arrows still with their feathers in them.
Wow, that's incredible that's so well preserved.
I was thinking, how brilliant would it be if there was like DNA in the gloves or the mittens or the shoes, and you could actually, through DNA, you maybe trace who their relatives were.
That would be pretty awesome. Do that sort of like thing that people do where they spit in a little vial and send it off to somewhere in America, and then they tell you where you ancestrally trace to.
But I was actually, I was thinking that because I've just been binge watching Jurassic Park, so I don't know whether that has affected my mind a little bit.
That is such a fantastic binge watch, I reckon.
Yeah.
Do you go to sleep with the theme music stuck in your head? Because I find whenever I watch Jurassic Park, it takes me a good like 10 days to get the theme music out of my head again.
I think it's aged really quite well, to be honest with you. Some of it's a bit shonky, but, you know.
Nah, it's a classic. It's a perennial classic, that one.
Yeah. Anyway, through carbon dating, the finds reveal that it was in use by farmers and travellers for 1,000 years.
1,000 years?
Between the 3rd century AD to the 14th century.
Wow.
It's nuts, isn't it?
It is nuts.
Most of the stuff's from around 1000 AD, like Viking era, and they've also found they're called cairns, which are stone-built structures that would help guide travellers through the fog. They was also used for defence to locate buried items or religious purposes.
Huh.
I wonder why if cairns is called cairns because of that reason.
Maybe it is. I've always wondered that, actually. We should Google that. That can be a future Google for us, Rob.
Yeah, but they've also found reindeer pelts, antlers, wood-turned bit for a lamb, a Bronze Age ski, and a snowshoe for a horse.
A Bronze Age ski? That's impressive.
And a snowshoe for a horse.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible, all of that stuff, and it's so ancient and just been hiding under the ice.
Yeah, so that's it really, because I've got other stuff I want to talk about.
Alright, what's the other stuff you want to talk about?
Well, there's been so many amazing things done by, like inspiring things done by everyday people.
This is very true, I totally know what you mean.
The one that's really stuck out for me is Tom Moore, the 99-year-old bloke in the UK who walked that 100.
I'm all over this, Rob.
To raise £1,000, and he's ended up like just over 15 million.
No, I think it's more than that now, Rob, isn't
it? Really?
I think it's 29 million now.
Oh, wow. No way.
So for people who...
He's still going. He's going to keep going until he's 100, which is, I think, in June or July or something.
So he's just doing laps around of his house, isn't he?
Yeah, in his garden, yeah. Beautiful gap where he lives, actually.
Yeah,
really
beautiful.
Nice, but that's almost bottom lip wobbling time.
Yeah, that's bottom lip.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did that spark a tear for you, Rob?
Oh yeah, it was just I had about 3 cups of tea when I was watching it. And
just calm your nerves.
And I really missed it. I shame I missed this, but for everyone who donated to all the zoos over here, like Auckland and Wellington Zoo. To help them feed the animals, because obviously they get all their money through like people going to visit.
Yeah, true.
And I just never ever thought of that. And
neither.
I know there's just so many. You could do the whole show thanking people. Right, and I'm gonna end up on AIDS lockdown mix albums.
Excellent.
Which has been best start of a day you could ever do. Right. Now, I'm giving these stars or out of 10. This is would I listen to them again.
Okay, that's a great... I think that's all you really need for an album. Would you give it another listen?
Yeah. Right, the first one was Lana Del Rey, Ultraviolence. That was really good. Natalie Merchant with Tiger Lily. Dimma, They're My Dear.
Nice.
CSS. La Liberación. They're from Brazil.
Oh, cool.
So I probably haven't said that last bit. That was really, really good. The pick of the week was Grace Jones with Hurricane.
Excellent.
Fantastic album.
You've got like Sly and Robbie, Brian Eno, even Tricky, who's on like that title track. And The Cardigans.
Oh, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
If you're good at, I'm liking all the way I've been having my routine, and this is such part of my day now.
I think it's a great way to give yourself a bit of structure. I also like that you listen to Ultraviolence. That's a classic record, that one.
Yeah, and I've got to say, Tess, I've been Shazamming it quite a lot, and my flatmate Aid the other day just sat there and started laughing. I said, "What are you laughing at?" He said, "I could just imagine if you was in the studio." Tess would be looking at you, slowly shaking her head. And I just missed you all so much at that time.
Oh, we miss you too, Rob.
We miss you as well.
Hey, we're going to play Grace Jones for you. You've picked Hurricane, which is the title track.
Yeah. And I listen, there's like a dub version of it is real nuts as well. But
oh, wicked. Hey, beautiful. Rob, it's been an absolute treat, as it always is. If people want to send you some ideas, 5395 is the place if you've got something cool you think Rob should research.
Yes.
And we will leave... I'll hit the sting and then we'll play Grace Jones. How about that?
Brilliant. Thank you very much. You have a good one, everybody. Take care.
Cheers, Rob.
Talk
See
soon.
Ya. Bye.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
And...